I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to this segment. My name is Buddy Shula, and we are here with the incredible Sabrina Kawadi, as we are every month. Sabrina is with Buffalo Spree and, moreover, Forever Young magazine. And we always love to talk to Sabrina, especially about Forever Young, because so many audience members have that Forever Young magazine. They look for it every month. They look for it for information. They look for it for entertainment. They have it for a guide on things to do. And what's great about what's great about Forever Young is, first of all, it's free, so you can go and grab it in grocery stores, senior centers, things like that. But you can also get it online for free. So if you are homebound, you can't get out, you can make sure to go online to Forever Young and see the magazine, ForeverYoungWNY.com. But they have different articles in it. Everything is fresh every month, but it's fresh along the same veins. They have these great topics, and they take those topics a lot of times and just fresh them to what's going on now. So I like that template. So if you haven't read Forever Young magazine, you really should get it if you're at the grocery store. And if you can't go out, go online and see what I'm talking about. We're going to talk about the December issue of Forever Young. So welcome to the segment here, Sabrina.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, so December is the annual Forever Young favorite issue. This is where the readers can have, voted for their favorite things. Now, what are some of the favorite things that you're asking for in the December issue?
So it's divided into three categories, things to do, things to eat, and things to see. And so, in the do category, there's things like favorite weekend activity, favorite theater, favorite park, favorite place to bring kids. There's also shop, I'm sorry. And in the shop category, it's your favorite garden shop, your favorite pet store, your favorite liquor store, your favorite gift shop. That might be appropriate for this time of year. And to eat, we run the gamut. Favorite Italian place, favorite taco place, favorite takeout place, favorite breakfast, pretty much anything you can think of. We asked, what is the favorite?
Can people go online to last year's edition and see who won those things last year?
Sure. I believe the last year is still up there.
Yeah. I'd be interested to see that. If it's not, it's not. But I was just curious because it's pretty interesting to see what people think are the favorites. Now, I do an article in Forever Young magazine. I write an article for WEC Radio, and I really write it from the heart. And so I have one in December as well. And, the last couple times we've talked, Sabrina, my articles are very highly read. Is that correct?
People enjoy them. This is true.
Yeah, they enjoy them. You know why they enjoy them? Because I'm really talking from my heart when I talk. I feel privileged to be able to say what I think to your great readers and to our audience. And that's an expression of how I do that. You allow me that expression, and I appreciate it very much. So it's adversarial, we call it. It's like a little column I write in Forever Young. But it means a lot to me, and I hope the readers enjoy that as well. So make sure to get the magazine just to vote for your favorites, if anything. There's plenty of other things you're going to see in Forever Young magazine. But really, the December issue is all about that. Now, we talk about our other regular columns. I've talked, at the intro of the show about things that we talk about every month, but we do it in a different way. There's a different thing every month we talk about. So gardening, for instance. We always talk about gardening, but in December, it's something different. Like what?
Yeah. In December, Carolyn Harlos has given us an article about bird feeding and how to best feed our feathered friends over winter, what to feed them, how much to feed them, ways you might attract them. So for bird enthusiasts, this is a good one for you.
I should talk to this lady because I'm under the impression that if people have bird feeders on in their backyard and stuff, it attracts like rodents, like the seeds that drop to the floor. I mean, that's a relevant question, I think. I don't know if it's true or not, but when all the seeds come down to the ground, that's what I heard. I don't know, but we have bird feeders. I like seeing the hummingbirds and all kinds of blue jays and stuff like that. It's kind of cool. So, yeah, and that is an issue because, you know, it's harder for people to get out to a bird feeder to do it.
Right.
It's probably hard on the birds, I would think. So that'll be in the gardening portion, bird feeding in winter. Another thing that Forever Young has every month is a article about genealogy. So what's it about this month?
This month is about family history. I think we're all thinking about family maybe a little more this time of year. So this month's article is about preserving stories for descendants, how to maybe find out more about your family's history and then good ways to pass it down.
You know, we've talked with genealogy before. Everybody is getting into this, you know, where did I come from thing and what did my other generations look like? And, you know, where do my other generations come from? There's a lot of ways you could do that. I don't know if it's considered genealogy, but these DNA things that you send in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
To find out where I did that. And, you know, here I am thinking that I'm one nationality for my whole life. And it turns out that this thing comes back and it says like the total polar opposite. So I said to my mother and father, I'm like, What are you telling me here? I mean, you know, what?
You know? Yeah, I've heard of lots of people having similar experiences.
How could
you know,
there's
some
wrong
surprises.
You know, I could see if it's, you know, one country away or anything, but halfway around the globe. I mean, doesn't anyone know where they're from? So these genealogy things are pretty cool. And, you know, family histories, especially as it relates to, like, you know, what did Sabrina's great, 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 great grandparents do for the holidays? What was that like? What was being done? Where was it being done? How did they do it? These are
right.
Your relatives.
Yeah, and I think especially in the day and age we're living in now, there are so many ways to preserve and record those stories and traditions, and that future generations will really benefit from that.
I mean, it's kind of easy now, I would think, because with cameras and videos,
right,
and how easy that is. But boy, you know, I mean, you were like, where were Sabrina's great 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 grandparents? What did they have? Did they have, you know, geese for dinner? Did they have turkey? So it's a good thing. That's a good article that happens at Forever Young magazine. Also important is being well. We always want to be well. And being well isn't just physical, it's mental. And we're going to talk about that, right?
Absolutely. This month's article is about gratitude and how many benefits there really are from practicing daily gratitude, especially as we age. I think that can get harder and harder. So this article offers some tips from a podcast by a neuroscientist that the writer listens to, and also her own experiences about how consistent and effective gratitude can actually increase your serotonin, your capacity for happiness, your resilience to trauma. It's a good one.
Gratitude is a funny thing. I find it releasing. I find it, you know, helping other people, showing them my gratitude, showing them that they're special, talking to them, telling them they're special. I'm not afraid to do any of that stuff, because to me, just for me, it benefits myself, and I hope it benefits the people that I express gratitude to. So that'll be an interesting article as well, and it does help your attitude. I mean, people need to free their brains sometimes. I think they need to free their brains. There's a lot of clutter in your brains on an everyday basis with the world we live in, what things are going on. And you know, those kind of things, these attitude things really affect how a person can act and be.
Absolutely.
And so I'm looking forward to reading that article in Forever Young. Again, Forever Young, you can pick up at your grocery stores. Senior centers have them. places like that. It's a free publication, and you could also get it online at Forever Young, WNY. It's absolutely free. Okay, so that's important to know. If you are just tooling around the internet in the evening time, it's really nice to do. Just go online and see it. What other noteworthy events for December are included here?
So in December, you know, people are looking for some festive events. So we've got a couple of those. Elf the Musical is coming to Shays. That's a great one for the grandkids. It's an adaptation of the movie that came out. I don't even know how long ago now, but it's kind of a modern classic. Very fun. WNY USA Dance is back with their waltz lessons at a new location. And so I know some of our readers will be excited to hear that that's returned.
Who's Walt?
It's an organization called WNY USA Dance, and they're offering waltz lessons and
Social dancing. Who's Walt, though? Who has the lessons?
Oh, you're messing with me. I get it.
I thought there was a guy named Walt, and he had some lessons to
There
do.
Could be. You have to go to find out.
I thought you were saying, like, it's Walt's lessons, and who's Walt? Okay. So, hey, we got to be funny, you know. You know what I mean,
Sabrina? Gotta keep it light.
We gotta keep it light. So what other things? You know, you have the legendary bingo buzz in there, okay? Now these bingo places sometimes are like finding, you know, needles in a haystack, all right? They pop up everywhere, all right? And you don't know, but somewhere in this world right now, there's a bunch of people, you know, that are playing bingo somewhere. And, you know, your magazine gives people the opportunity to see where these places are that are doing it. I think you got to get a pickleball thing, too, in there.
You know, I've heard that. Yeah. We did an article on pickleball. I think it was in July. And that's not the first time we've covered it. We've covered it a couple times because it's been growing. But listings might be a good idea.
Yeah, they may be, because everybody I know, all seniors, they seem to love this pickleball. You know, for some reason. So, well, I mean, it's a healthy activity for, you know, someone over 50 years old. It's healthy
on
just about everything. And it keeps your mind active.
Absolutely.
You know, which is, you know, and a lot of people, you don't keep your mind active, and that can really hurt. So, first of all, I want to wish you a very happy holiday season with Forever Young. You do a great job on this all year, Sabrina, on telling people about the magazine. And we really like to promote it for you because I really think that it makes a lot of sense for it to be in people's households and their offices and places of business and stuff like that. Because Western New York is an older community, and it just is. It's the population over 50 is very high compared to other places. So magazines like this that are targeted for those people are very helpful. They're very special. And it's a good thing that you do. You do a great job with it. I just want to mention, too, that on the Spree side, Buffalo Spree is just a wonderful magazine as well. In fact, I think I got the gift guide today or something like that.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But on Buffalo Spree, People can order that as a Christmas gift, can't they, for somebody?
Absolutely. And right now we're actually running a subscription gift offer. It's a discounted price for the year subscription. So definitely head to BuffaloSpree.com. Check that out if you're interested.
You got a lot on your plate with Buffalo Spree and Forever Young.
Well, I'm very grateful to do what I do, you know, to be in a position where I get to celebrate the Western New York community, help people hear about what's happening in it and how to make the most of it. It's pretty great.
Well, you're pretty great, and we'll look forward to talking to you in the next year. Happy holidays. Have a great new year. And for our listeners, make sure to pick up your edition of Forever Young magazine in December. Thank you very much, Sabrina.
Thank you, and happy holidays to you, too.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.